To avoid being mistaken for such a sellout, I chose my friends carefully. The more politically active black students, the foreign students, the Chicanos, the Marxist professors and structural feminists and punk rock performance poets. We smoked cigarettes and wore leather jackets. At night in the dorms, we discussed neocolonialism, France Fanon, Eurocentrism, and patriarchy. When we ground out our cigarettes in the hallway carpet, or said our stereos so loud that the walls began to shake, we were resisting bourgeois society's stifling constraints. We weren't indifferent, or careless, or insecure. We were alienated. Ironically, it was black friends, like Regina, that made me rethink such conceits. Even the first time we met, the day she walked into the coffee shop and found a brother named Marcus giving me grief about my choice of reading material. Marcus had waved Regina over to our table, rising slightly to pull out a chair. "Sister Regina," Marcus said, "you know Barack, don't you? I'm trying to tell Brother Barack here about this racist tract he's reading." Marcus held up a copy of Heart of Darkness, Evidence for the Court. I reached over to snatch it out of his hands. "Man, stop waving this thing around," I said. "See there?" Marcus said. "Makes you embarrassed, don't it? Just being seen with a book like this. I'm telling you, man, this stuff will poison your mind." He looked at his watch. "Damn, I'm late for class." He leaned over and pecked Regina on the cheek. "Talk to this brother, will you? I think he can still be saved." Regina smiled and shook her head as we watched Marcus stride out the door. Marcus is in one of his preaching moods, I see. I tossed the book into my backpack. "Actually, he's right," I said. "It is a racist book. The way Conrad sees it, Africa's the cesspool of the world, black folks are savages, and any contact with them breeds infection." Regina blew on her coffee. "So why are you reading it?" "Because it's assigned." I paused, not sure if I should go on. "And because the book teaches me things," I said. "About white people, I mean. See, the book's not really about Africa or black people. It's about the man who wrote it. The European, the American, a particular way of looking at the world. If you can keep your distance, it's all there in what's said and what's left unsaid. So I read the book to help me understand what it is that makes white people so afraid. Their demons. The way ideas get twisted around. It helps me understand how people learn to hate." "And that's important to you," Regina said. "My life depends on it," I thought to myself. But I didn't tell Regina that. I just smiled and said, "That's the only way to cure an illness, right? Diagnose it.